Today is still the 13th of October. This is Texas Emergency. This is Dr. Wagner chart review. You can just put it at the bottom of the other one if you can. So start with the next number. If not, just start with number one. But it's a Texas Emergency, Dr. Wagner. Date of visit is 10/12/2022. So it'll be better for me if it was attached to the bottom of the one that I dictated a couple of hours ago. But again, if you can't, just do a separate one. The first patient or continuation from before, RG, 60-year-old male with severe abdominal pain. Blood pressure was 187/115, come down to 148/94. White count was 11.8. Chemistry within normal limits. CT scan was negative. Patient was subsequently sent home with, let's see. Sent home. Gastritis, CBC, BNP, urinalysis negative. Patient did receive a bolus of IV fluid. CBC negative except for white count 11.8. UA did show small leukocytes, but was never treated as such and not noted. Only medication patient was sent home was Zofran and Tylenol number 3. I left a message for patient to call me back this afternoon. Next patient, EV, 8-year-old child seen with fever, body ache, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. Patient received Zofran and Toradol in the emergency room. Swab testing was negative. CT was negative without contrast. Patient was sent home with Zofran, but no CBC or urinalysis was done. Left a message for the family to call back. Patient did have IV access. 750 cc's of fluid were given. Still no CBC was ordered. Next patient is EO. 9-year-old with injury to the leg, because the leg was caught between the door, the car door. No x-rays were ordered because the family decided to leave AMA. Next patient is RF, 5-year-old with earache, diagnosed with otitis media, given Amoxil in the emergency room, plus Motrin, and sent home with Amoxil. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is MR, 72-year-old male complaining of stomach pain in the center of his stomach. He had the CBC, CMP urinalysis, and a CT of the abdomen, which were all negative, was sent home with inguinal hernia and treated with Tylenol number 3. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is CC. 43-year-old woman with back pain, flank pain, shortness of breath, history of diabetes, and hypertension. Chest x-ray showed possible CHF, rule out pneumonia. Urinalysis showed positive nitrates. Patient was sent home with bronchitis. Chest x-ray never mentioned or addressed. Treated with Zithromax and Norco at home. Patient does have a history of diabetes and hypertension, period. Zithromycin will not be appropriate for urinary tract infection. in face of positive nitrates and flank pain. Patient left a bad number in the emergency room. Next patient is JF, 11-year-old child with abdominal pain. CT, chemistry, CBC negative, treated with Zofran and Toradol. Mom states that the pain is back and the child is doubled over. The only medication was given to take home was Zofran. She was on her way to go back to the emergency room because of severity and pain. And again, his CBC chemistry and CT were totally negative on the 12th. Patient did not voice any concerns except she was concerned for her child. Next patient is ND, is a 5-year-old child seen with dry cough. The vitals are stable. Exam says normal lung exam. Actually, normal everything. Patient was treated with racemic epinephrine. Chest x-ray showed evidence of viral pneumonia and a positive strep. Treated with Prelone, P-R-E-L-O-N-E, in parenthesis, 20 milligrams, and Amoxil 250 ER. Sent home with prednisone 2 milligram tablets, not liquid, and diagnosed with bronchitis. The abnormal chest x-ray, the positive strep, never addressed. Oh, actually, the abnormal chest x-ray not addressed. Patient diagnosis was pharyngitis, was positive for strep, no more antibiotics given to take home. Mom was concerned. She states that the nurse told them the patient had strep, but the doctor gave us nothing for it. They're going to call their physician. Also, she felt like the doctor was in and out. Next patient is the sister of the first patient. This is LD. This is a 2-year-old with a dry cough. Once again, chest x-ray showed bronchial pneumonia. This was not noted. The swab test showed positive strep. Child was treated with racemic epinephrine. Was given prelone, P-R-E-L-O-N-E, 15 milligram, Amoxil 200 milligram. The diagnosis was strep pharyngitis, but only sent home with prednisone 2.5 milligram tablets once again in a 2-year-old. The abnormal chest x-ray not noted. The streptococcal pharyngitis was not treated again on an outpatient basis, just like the first, just like the sister mentioned above. Next patient is MH, 63-year-old gentleman with history of HIV, positive HIV, hypertension, and mouth soreness seen for swelling of the ankle and painfulness. X-ray was negative. No blood work was done. Treated with clotrimazole troche, T-R-O-C-H-E, and never addressed the ankle. As far as treatment is concerned, diagnosis of DJD was made. Patient has been taking anti-inflammatories over the counter, planned to see his own doctor. When asked how he felt about his visit, he said, "Not much was done for me during the visit," in quotation. Next patient is DD, 21-year-old. Patient comes in complaining of the smoke inside of him is killing him. Apparently, he has a history of meth use, urinalysis, urine tox screen showed positive methamphetamines, treated with Ativan 1 milligram and sent home. Patient did not answer his phone. Next patient is MB, 32-year-old seen with diarrhea for 6 days. Still running a low-grade temperature, treated with bentazofran. Patient did have a positive flu B swab. She sounded terrible, still feeling sick, and taking only Zofran and Bento because the flu was not addressed nor treated. Was not treated. Let's put was not treated. Next patient is SD, 43-year-old, lifted something, a heavy object at work, complaining of shoulder pain. X-rays were negative, treated with Tylenol number 3, sent home. The patient says that the pain medication is helping. Next patient is KR, 48-year-old woman we spoke about, weighs 480 pounds, 84 pounds. Patient presented with O2 side of 90%. I did not see an ABG beforehand. I send you a copy of the chart as well yesterday. I did not see an ABG beforehand. Intubation was attempted a few times by Dr. Wagner. Now we know that it was a very difficult intubation, even for the folks at intensivist at Herman Memorial. Subsequently, patient was treated with steroids, had a positive strep. Chest x-ray showed patchy pneumonia. Patient was an LMA2 was placed. That's Larry, mother, aunt. And patient ABG continued to worsen with a pH of 7.2, then 7.1, all secondary to hypercapnia and respiratory acidosis. Patient's family was called. They stated that the husband stated that my wife is in a different hospital. We're okay, and he hung up. Next patient is SB, 13-year-old, seen with cough, fever, body ache, febrile, symptomatic. Flu EA is positive, no treatment given for the flu, nor any others. Supportive cares were mentioned in the chart. Next patient is DI, 76-year-old, headache, rib pain, congestion. White count was 13,000, EKG abnormal. Chest x-ray, possible CHF versus pneumonia, CPK, troponin times 1 negative. ER received Rocephin, Toradol, sent home with prednisone, 50 milligram for 5 days in Augmentin. And no mention of observation was made. Next patient is MB. No mention of observation was made, nor CPK, MB, or EKG was repeated, and no mention of abnormal EKG was made. EKG showed STT wave abnormality, consistent with possible ischemia. Next patient is MB, is a 21-year-old with a 2-centimeter burn on the left leg. Tetanus was given, no meds were given, and no instruction as far as to use how to dress the wound. This may have been given verbally, but nothing was documented. Thank you.